Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Ireland is expected to be one of the most affected countries when President Trump announces a new round of tariffs tomorrow. EU goods are expected to face a tariff of about 20% when entering the United States market. Shortly, we'll hear from Tom Keogh, whose family business is Keogh's Crisps, on how his firm is exploring other markets worldwide. But first, our reporter Una Kelly has been asking people in Dublin City Centre if they're concerned about the consequences of those looming US tariffs.
You know, I mean, it just starts off a trade war. So they impose tariffs, so, you know, the other countries impose tariffs, and the prices go sky high and you're into a recession. So I think it's crazy. And I really hope that Europe kind of sticks together on it, you know, that Europe responds as a continent.
I'm retired now, but it still has a huge impact. I was in the farm industry, so I can imagine the impact it's going to have there. Probably a lot of job losses and FDI badly affected going forward.
What do you think might happen for Irish people?
It's going to be an uncertain time going forward.
And you say generally it's an uncertain time now for the economy. Have you heard about people putting off big decisions and big purchases?
Yep, doing it myself. I'd be on a more limited income now, pension-wise, but certainly maybe the exotic holidays aren't something that are very much on the back burner.
Yes. Well, personally, I'm not, because I think we need to wait and see what is going to happen and not be jumping the gun, because I think people are kind of getting a little bit scared, but I definitely think we need to wait and see what's going to happen.
What he's shown thus far is that whatever decision he makes tomorrow, no doubt in the next couple of weeks you'll hear of another change, so it's just a bit of uncertainty, I think, across the board. Look, whatever happens in the US, it tends to be like that old saying, they sneeze, we catch a cold, you know? So the cost of living crisis here has happened. We've only come out of inflation. There's been a lot of pressures. I think from just a general population perspective, we have our own housing crisis as well. So I think there's things closer to home that people are a bit more concerned about as opposed to the US. But of course, yeah, it's just another worry to add to the list, isn't it?
Oh, I am. I'm very concerned about it. I'm very concerned about it because it seems to be something we don't have as much control over as we would like to have.
Yeah. And, I mean, what are your specific concerns for what could happen in Ireland?
Well, I think people losing jobs. I think that would be a huge concern. You know, we want our young people to have jobs. They don't have houses, but they would want jobs.
Oh, punters are concerned. That's Una Kelly in Dublin City Centre. We're joined now by one of the business owners who may be concerned. That's Tom Keogh, Managing Director of Keogh's Crisps. Tom, you're very welcome.
Hi, Cormac. Yeah, delighted to be on this afternoon.
I'm delighted to talk to the man who makes them as opposed to just wondering when I'm eating them. Come here to me, as a business owner, Tom, what is it like for you waiting and maybe preparing for these US tariffs tomorrow?
Yeah, there's been a huge amount of uncertainty, ever since Mr. Trump got into office around these tariffs. But, you know, I suppose looking at the long-term history and exporting into the American market, you know, this is nothing new. And, if you're running a business exporting goods around the world, you know, you're dealing with stuff like this on a daily, weekly basis.
Yeah, but this is a huge market, isn't it? And this is what Donald Trump is playing for. This is his game, I suppose. He knows that the US market is quite lucrative for loads of businesses. So what do you do? Are you trying to protect your business there? How much of a business do you do there in the US?
So we would send about 15% of total volume into the North American market. And it's obviously our biggest export market. Outside of America, we'd export to about 20 countries. The export side of our business is the fastest growing side. But I think the American market is when you look at the American market and the price of food in the American market, food is quite expensive over there. Even from an Irish context, food looks expensive on the shelf over there. And they've seen a lot of inflation in food prices there over the last couple of years. So, you know, my feeling is that there is room today to compete with, you know, local producers in the American market, even with the tariffs in place. And we also have to consider the fact that, you know, the dollar is extremely strong. And that dollar means that my customers and distributors in America are purchasing my goods at a far cheaper price than they would have done, a year ago, 2-3 years ago.
Really?
So I think definitely is scope for the people on the other side of the water to kind of absorb these tariffs in my category.
Well, it's very interesting you say that, because what I recall from the election that elected Trump, let's say, is everybody there was complaining about the price of eggs, and that the aforementioned Una Kelly was over in the US. She came home and says, everybody talked about the price of eggs. Now, in a situation when you're worried about the price of eggs, I don't know what Kill's Crisps sells for in America, but let's give a simple example. Let's say they're $5 a packet, and there's a 20% tariff on products coming into the US. That would, simple maths, put them up to $6 a packet. Are you saying no big deal?
What we're saying is, looking at the tariffs on our goods, but today it's about 7% going into the American market. So there are existing tariffs in place. We're expecting counter tariffs. When we looked at the tariffs on American, similar American goods coming into the European market, that figure looks to be 14%. So if they put counter tariffs in place, we're looking at about a 7% tariff on our goods. And my feeling is that there is flexibility in the supply chain to swallow that tariff.
So what Obviously, do you mean, sorry, are you saying that you absorb the cost, or the consumer and the US side absorbs the cost?
I think across the supply chain, including myself, that there will be room to absorb that cost. At the end of the day, the last thing we want to do is put the price up on shelf.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're growing quite quickly in the American market, and I wouldn't like to lose that head of steam.
Yeah, I can understand, because it's huge scalability there. So you're saying Kyo will take a little bit of the tariff, Mr. and Mrs. Shop in the US will take a little bit of the tariff as well, and the consumer or the far side of the chain will take a little bit of the tariff as well. What about other markets?
Well, I suppose this is probably the exciting part, because when America starts, you know, playing the bully boy and putting tariffs around the world, you know, you have countries that had been importing goods from America that all of a sudden no longer want to import goods from America. So I think Canada is a fantastic example of that, you know, and since the tariffs were put in place on Canadian goods by the American government, we have seen inquiries from the Canadian market increase, and we're actually pursuing sales in that country.
Really? Wow. So it's not that you had to open up. I mean, you mentioned the North American market, so that's US and Canada, I assume. You're there already, are you, in Canada?
No, very, very small. Very, very small sales in Canada, but it is a sizable market. And obviously there has been a lot of ties lost between the Canadian and the American market, and the Canadians are now looking to Europe for supply.
Wow. So they're coming to you then?
Yes, in some cases, yes. And, you know, this is kind of exports on the global stage. When one door closes, generally speaking, another door opens.
Do you think that'd be similar? No, that's good for you, but I'm just thinking of pharmaceuticals here. They need the US market, I'm sure. I mean, it's such a huge market, and the price of the product there mightn't be as inexpensive as your product. It might be hundreds of dollars in some cases for medication or treatments or therapies. Mm. So it is different, I suppose. But is it difficult then to open, unless you get in treaties like you've done in Canada, is it difficult for a business like yours, Tom, to go to a cold market and open it up for yourself?
It's very difficult. And, you know, the reality is you need to be knocking on a lot of doors. You need shows, and it can take some time. But I suppose it's fantastic now is that we are getting live inquiries from these countries. And, you know, we've been exhibiting in the North American market at trade shows, etc., for many years now. So Canadian distributors and customers do visit those trade shows, so we would have contacts there already.
Okay. Can I ask you what you think the government should do in terms of a response, and what the European Union should do, or the Commission should do as well?
Well, I think to a certain extent the Irish government are powerless in this, because at the end of the day, this is an agreement between Europe and America. And, you know, there's not a huge amount they can do. I think taking time and not making any sudden harsh decisions on this is key. I was in America 3 weeks ago when the Mexican and Canadian tariffs came into place overnight. I was on the trading floor of a very large US retailer, and there was absolute chaos on that trading floor. Trucks were stopped at all the borders. They couldn't get supply into distribution centers. It was chaos. And 36 hours later, all of that was reversed. So it was crazy. So I think let's just take our time. Let's think our way through this. And if you're exporting into the North American market, the world is a big place. There's plenty of other places to sell your goods.
Do you know, I'm laughing because we've heard an awful lot of fear and trepidation and concern, but you sound, if I may say so, very practical and certainly more positive than I've heard before. And maybe like every entrepreneur, opportunistic as well. And I mean that in the best possible sense. I'll read you one text from Mark in Crosshaven, who's listening to you. He said, "Please let Mr. Keogh know that I ate an entire bag of his fabulous crisps today in solidarity with his optimism." Was it really in solidarity, Mark? Or was it for indulgence, personal indulgence? Anyway, Tom Keogh, Managing Director of Keogh's Crisps, thank you very much indeed. And if you are a business owner, if you share the same optimism, or even if you have concern, you can email drivetime@rte.ie.